morning, Chairperson.
Morning, for lunch.
Again, apologies. I've admitted most people and...
Admission cleaner.
Yes, he's not showing up yet, but I'll admit him.
No, he's saying he's waiting.
Okay, yes, well, I've admitted everybody who was here. Let's see if he's in the list. Yes. Okay, I'm just seeing a couple of the members are here. The truck was in.
Mkhana is not here. I don't see Mkhana. I don't see Chabane. Mkhana is in now.
Yeah.
Chabane?
Not yet. No.
I don't see the minister.
Not yet, no.
I don't see the deputy minister. I don't see the DG.
Yes, I'll admit everybody in as they connect. They might have tried to connect. Disconnected and started again.
Chairperson, I just wanted to let you know, I know it will come as part of apologies, but the chairperson of the commission is having a problem with electricity as well. So he has just attended apologies.
Okay, we'll raise that for record purposes, Ms. Love.
I will do. Thank you, Chair.
Can you get Chabane in? He's complaining here. Mkhwin.
He's asking for the link.
Mkhwin.
Send it to him.
Chabane.
Do you read the Bible?
One.
Do you read the Bible?
Yeah, I do. I'm saved. I'm a Christian.
You know of a chap called Kesar? And how do you know this man? And what was his role? Where was he staying? What was his role? And how did he play his role?
I know Jesus. He said, blessed are those who don't look for riches here on earth, but they will find them there. Who don't look for no riches here in heaven, because you will find them in heaven. They are waiting for you in heaven.
Yeah. So out of 10, you get 0, because that's not the question.
manje ukuthasu ukuthi ziyeke izinto zomhlaba kube umvuzo wakho omkhulu emazulwini. Like this thing of the load shedding. Hey,
It's taking time now, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was alone in terms of not being able to log in.
No, we're all affected. Well, the minister is not here, the deputy minister is not here. Chavala is not here, Malebu is not here. Nezal is not here. Echwaza is not here.
Chairperson? I count four members, but some of the names I don't recognize, or maybe the name isn't the name of the chairperson.
No, but they should write here, because Chavane usually writes Chavane.
Yes, you can see it, but so far I only count four members. If we can just indicate, if the members just can indicate who is here so long, then we can, because I
see... They don't need to indicate, they can see them. Yeah, you can see them.
Yeah.
Andre and Ross is here.
Yes.
Andre and Ross.
Yes, Adrian Lewis is there. Obviously, yourself, chairperson.
And Charlie Ntshwako.
And Ntshwako is there.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all. Yeah.
Can you send the link to these people one more time?
Yes, I'm trying.
Send it to the WhatsApp group of the committee members.
Yes, I'm trying. I'm just experiencing difficulties. My network is also slow, so I'm struggling to connect to the mailbox with the link. Just find it. Joining us.
You know, we have a lot of personal commitments today. Eh? The house starts at 10. Please accept. That's what he says.
Okay. Yes, I'm admitting him now.
He's not in here yet.
I'm here, Chad.
Yes. So now we have five members, if I count correctly.
It's not about the number, it's about the minister is not here.
Yes.
DG is not here.
Morning, sir.
Are you in now?
Yes, I was pregnant, sir, and colleagues, morning. Thank you.
It was not out of your own making. We all got in very late. We were told there's a lot shedding where Eddie is over in Cape Town. And we're lucky that at least Adam has a backup and had to intervene on our behalf. Can you meet the minister and the deputy minister?
Yeah.
Sia, can you?
Yes, I'm meeting one. I didn't see the minister yet.
Sia, can you assist Adams?
Sia, no, as far as I can see, there's no, the honourable minister hasn't joined us yet. I've sent the link again to the WhatsApp group, to our members' WhatsApp group. There's another member who's joining us. Okay, so we have a quorum. Honorable Mepia.
Who's coming from the legal service?
Sue Ann Isaacs. She's with us, sir.
All right, thank you very much, members. We'd convened again from our Tuesday meeting, as agreed, to look into the C and the D list in the main. But we have two items in the agenda. The other one related to APs, and the other one relates to electoral commission. We're supposed to start at 8, so for record purposes, it may suffice to say that we could not start at 8 on the ground that AD is experiencing a load shedding, who was our administrator, and it has been difficult for him to can assist us. And we have requested Adams to take over for today. So we're starting with this meeting 15 minutes later. The agenda of the meeting is as you see it on the screen. Number one, welcome and opening remarks. Number two is apologies, considering of the report and the finalization of electoral laws amendment bill is number three. Four, it will be briefing on the affairs, responses. In view of the fact that we started a meeting late and we are going to start the house at 10, this meeting is going to only consider item number 3. Item 4 will be deferred. Will be deferred for a date that will be agreed to by the management committee of this committee. So we're going to have only one item for today. I do also have a doctor's appointment at 9. So from 9 o'clock, I'll request Honorable Chabani to proceed with the meeting. I'm sure it will not affect the quorum. Adams, am I correct?
Correct, sir.
Correct, Chairperson.
Apologies, Chair.
Beam the agenda. So that is that, members. I'm sure we're in agreement about what you have said. The meeting is open. We're considering the C and the D list. That's agreed. And consultation that needed to take place. So I'm going to allow the Miss Susan Isaacs to take us through. I note what I received from you, Honorable Ross. You raised it in the meeting and members would interact with what you have said. They also the IC. But I would have appreciated that you could have bounced that with the IEC so that we don't ambush them. They don't see this thing for the first time when you raise them today. On apologies, before we give Ms. Isaacs, Honorable Lizelle has apologized. I'm sure we are seeing what is beamed on TV. She's responsible for all such related issues about what is all over the news now. Honorable Kanyile has a problem of load shedding. AD has a problem of load shedding. I don't know any other person who has such a problem or who has ever apologized. But Honorable Tito has a standard apology of maternity leave. Any other apology?
Chairperson?
Deputy Chair, love.
Chairperson, the chairperson of the Electoral Commissioner, Commissioner Mashinini has apologized also because of load shedding.
Okay, any other apologies? I've requested you, Honorable Chabo, to remove this picture. It's like your hand is up, so I'm not sure whether it's up or it is a picture, so it does deceive me. If you can get a better picture, where you're wearing a suit. And then
I don't have. And I don't have a suit.
Okay. Thank you. Well, at item number 3, can you give it to me, Miss?
Julia has my suit here.
Okay. Good morning, Suan. Are you with us?
Yes, Adam. Yes, Chairperson, I am. Adam, can you please put on the C list that was distributed to members?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, Honorable Chairman.
No, Chair, I wanted to support for the change on the agenda and move for the adoption. Agree that that item you propose must be deferred.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Chavani.
There are two documents, excuse me, Chairperson. So and there's two documents, the short document, which I believe is the summary, and then the longer one. Are we displaying the longer one or the shorter one?
The shorter one, which is the list of amendments.
Yes. This is B, okay, pardon me. C.
C, the C list.
Yes, can you see it?
Yes I can. Chairperson, may I proceed?
Yes, why in your hands?
Yes. Good morning, Chairperson and members of the committee and guests. I'm going to present the list of amendments that were discussed in the previous meeting, and this is captured according to the C-list format. So if we go to Clause 8, there's two amendments. The first one is to Clause 8, and Clause 8 deals with accessing the voter's roll. So the first amendment is number 1, which is on page 4 of the B Bill, line 43, and that is to omit the first paragraph A and to substitute with the following. So it will now read, A, by the substitution for subsection 2 of the following subsection. 2, the chief electoral officer must provide a certified copy of or extract from a segment of the voter's roll as it exists at the time to any person who has paid the prescribed fee, comma, if the chief electoral officer is satisfied, A, the person requires that information, Roman 1, to monitor voter's roll for election purposes, 2, for statistical or research purposes, or any other purpose that is prescribed, and B, providing that information would not involve the unlawful processing of personal information in terms of the Protection of Personal Information Act 2013, Act Number 4 of 2013. That is the First Amendment dealing with access of the voter's roll to a person in the public. Number 2 on the C list, this is to insert a new section 2A. That creates a criminal offense for anybody who unlawfully uses the information obtained from the voter's roll. So this will now read on page 4, after line 43, to insert the following paragraph, B, by the insertion after subsection 2 of the following subsection, 2A, any person who uses the information obtained under subsection 2 for a purpose other than that specified in that subsection, is guilty of an offence and is liable on conviction to a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 1 year or both a fine and such imprisonment. That is a new subsection 2A to criminalize that offence. Number 3, on page 4, in line 45, to omit subsection 3 and to substitute the following subsection. 3, notwithstanding subsection 2, the chief electoral officer must, on payment of the prescribed fee, provide copies of the voter's roll or a segment thereof, which includes the addresses of voters, where such addresses are available, to a registered party and an independent candidate contesting the elections. This chairperson was to include independent candidates and just to clean up the reference to political parties to align it with the definition in the Act. Number 4, on page 4, in line 51, to omit subsection 4 and to substitute with the following subsection. Number 4, the voter's roll with addresses referred to in. Now that part that is in bold is removed. So it will read, the information obtained in terms of subsection 3 may only be used by, and political parties is removed, it will read, may be used by a registered party and an independent candidate for election purposes, and any person using such information for other purposes is guilty of an offence and liable on conviction to a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 1 year, or both a fine and such imprisonment. And that section just already exists in the Act, and it's just to include independent candidates in that section. The next proposed amendment is number 5, and this is on page 5, in line 5, to omit subsection 5 and to, substitute the following subsection. To read for number 5, for the purposes of subsection 2 and 3, the chief electoral officer may only provide the digits of the identity number of voters, which indicates the voter's date of birth and citizenship, except where the person who requires the information satisfies the chief electoral officer that A, exceptional circumstances require that additional digits of the voter's identity number be disclosed, and B, providing that information would not involve the unlawful processing of personal information in terms of the Protection of Personal Information Act 2013, Act Number 4 of 2013. And this deals with the reduction of certain information by the Chief Electoral Officer to comply with POPI. We now move on to Clause 20, and that deals with voting procedure, and it relates to those who don't have addresses. So here on, it states, number one, on page 8, in line 27, and after the word procedure, to insert, which must accord with the provisions of this section. That was to ensure that any voting procedure that is prescribed cannot fall outside the section as it is currently in the Act. Chairperson, those are the C list. We also made a consequential amendment in the D bill to the memo, but that can be considered after the chairperson considers the C list.
Can you proceed with the D list?
Thank you, Chairperson. Adam, can you just put on the D bill? So it's the bill is as passed by the committee, except for two amendments, and that is in clause 8 of the D bill. So without me reading it again, it's exactly as written in the C list. It's just captured in the bill now. And if we go down to B, C, and D, it is as accords with the amendments, and E, it accords with the amendments that I've just read. And the next clause is clause 20. So in clause 20, it is to, after the word procedure, in the first line, number 7, the commission may prescribe a different voting procedure, and we've inserted the words, which must accord with the provisions of this section. So that is what is now proposed. And if we go to the memo of the objects, Adam, which is clause 8 on page 11. Clause 8. Sure. So, Chairperson, just to align clause, the memo with what is now being considered by the committee, we propose the following wording in the memo. Clause 8 amends section 16 of the Electoral Act by authorizing the Chief Electoral Officer to provide 35 copies, extracts, or segments of the voter's roll to any person who paid a prescribed fee subject to certain conditions and the Protection of Personal Information Act 2013, Act Number 4, 2013. We'll stop further. The Chief Electoral Officer, on payment of the fee, must provide copies of the voter's roll or segments thereof to registered parties and independent candidates. Chief Electoral Officer may only provide certain digits of the identity number in the voter's roll. So this is basically a summary of what was amended in Clause 8. Chairperson, that is the C list and the amendments to the D bill. In the D bill. Thank you.
Members? There you are. Honorable Ross, then Honorable Pile, Honorable Asnat, Honorable Mutina, and Honorable Chawan.
Thank you, Chairperson. So, Chairperson, you know, I think we have a wonderful opportunity here. To pass a piece of legislation that will be a credit to this committee, to the NCOP Standing Committee, the whole process of public participation and stakeholders actually finding each other. And we must remember the purpose of this bill. Yeah, it's for free and fair elections. That is the ultimate purpose of this bill at the end of the day. And so we as the Democratic Alliance, you know, we reflected with the caucus's timelines. You know, we only get to caucus on Thursday. There is very little time thereafter to then further consult. And actually, we realize we're so close to being exactly on the same page. We agree with the purpose of securing of personal information from the general public. We agree it should not be available to the public. Then Honourable Ntini's, you know, input that we need to ideally have some checks of how parties and others are going to handle this data correctly. I mean, it's a valid concern. And the only concern we as the DA really raised is the ability to start a copy and has to detect voter registration fraud. Now, I named one example off the cuff. But there are other examples, and I don't really want to go through all the different examples. You know, I think we have subsection 4, which says that if political parties and independent candidates abuse this data, that they're going to jail. There's a very specific clause here that the data must be used for electoral purposes. Otherwise, you're going to jail, you're getting a fine. So there is a sanction in there for that. And to really go through different examples of where not having the full ID number and it's going to have an effect, you actually need a workshop where different people come with their different perspectives on how the data is needed, how taking away certain numbers exponentially increases the probabilities of finding voter registration fraud. And so, Chair, I'd like to propose, you know, to resolve this issue, an amendment to Clause 8, which amends Section 16 of the Electoral Act. And that is the simple removal of the words "and" open brackets 3 close brackets from subsection 5 to read as follows. For the purpose of subsection 2, the Chief Electoral Officer may only provide the digits of the identity numbers of voters. So, Chair, this will have the effect that you know, registered political parties and independent candidates contesting the elections will have access to the full voters roll, including the ID numbers. And of course, political parties and independent candidates will not be allowed to make this data publicly available. It won't be made publicly available. And therefore, there will not be a privacy issue. I mean, in any case, we have the previous voters rolls already, and political parties have their own canvassing data. This is not canvassing data. And so the DA would go as far as to commit to submitting a plan to the Electoral Commission on how this information provided will be handled and protected in terms of the Protection of Personal Information Act. And this is in line with what the Honourable Ntlini was suggesting. And should this amendment be accepted, we will support the bill, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honourable Changi.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me first apologize for the video due to the bandwidth being low. But just to say that we welcome the amendments and support it. And I think it's very important to note that discussions at the PC level where recommendations were made have been taken into consideration. And to that end, I think we should not delay the process any further, and we should proceed with allowing for this to get to the NA. Thank you.
Honorable Molekwa.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm okay.
Well, we're okay with what you're doing. Honorable Mutini.
No, thank you very much. Let me just check the background. No, thank you very much, Chairperson. Having looked into this bill, and I've actually also done some consultation as well within my party to really check, and I just went into deep. And also, I even went in terms of description of the ID. What does this ID mean in terms of your birth date and your citizenship and your gender and all of that? So I tend to really agree with all member roles is that, look, as the political parties, remember that we are contesting the political space. And as also as prescribed in the Constitution, we must have what we call free and fair election. For you to have a free and fair election, you know what needs to be done is to make sure that you prepare on time, and also you are having a way of doing oversight and making sure that those who are coming to vote at the voting station, it's those people. You know, I think it was raised also again when you look deeper into it, the issue of people being transported from one area to another area, anything in the case that happened in Free State when we're doing those by-elections there in Kwakwa, where a bus came in with a number of people who don't stay in the area. So we found it to be borderline in terms of not actually going to have these elections free and fair if some of the numbers of those the voters' roll actually being taken out. Yes, you can have the full ID numbers for us political parties on that time, because we are contesting this political space. We need to know who's coming to vote, who are these people who are coming
in.
So that you don't have.
We have discussed this matter on Tuesday. So today we need to adopt this thing. Can you talk to in support or in
differing
certain sections?
Yes, that's why Chairperson actually coming there, because I need to tell you why I'm not. Yeah, one. So that's why I need to, now, is that I will propose that political parties mark at these voters' roll with the full ID numbers. Then other institutions, the chief electoral officer, must be able to determine what information can be there. And also, I want to add that a chief electoral officer must indicate who it's getting. Maybe there can be sort of a small addition. I don't know if it's possible now to say a chief electoral officer will make it, will be able to tell us the public who is requested the voters' role, so that it can be public. So that is where it is problematic, Chair, is that my view is to saying that political parties, I think as that input by who, it's actually clear that I would like the voters to be clear, to have every information redacted there. It's not good. Then if it on this way, I can support. I can support if there's a commitment that we can amend that political party, traditional political party, and independence must get a full voters with the IDs. Thank you.
Honorable Honorable Malebuheng Udisempia.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think let me also take this opportunity and note and welcome the amendments that have been made in the report. I think I am satisfied with the fact that in the ID, the number 8, 9, and 10 will not be revealed, and for the purpose of the privacy and the safety of our citizens. So for me, I think it is satisfying. They're determined by two things. The aim for you to participate in elections, and also the fact that you are a South African citizen. If those two issues are in order and are properly determined, I think for me, any other thing that comes, it is nor here, neither there. So for me, I think these amendments really are in order and they are satisfying, and I support the report. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I'm done.
He's sleeping.
Chairperson, please wake up.
Yes, I can hear you. I was calling Honorable Molekwa. The chairperson can't sleep in the morning, Honorable Chairman.
No, I was supporting Honorable Mthini.
Molekwa?
Chairperson, I support the bill. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Chanji?
He was never with us. He just comes in and out and takes noise and
my chair, I think the member is out of order.
Okay, members. The bill is here, I think.
Yeah.
It's... Honorable Chanji?
No, Chair, I support the bill.
The bill being supported, can we now move for adoption?
Sorry, Chairperson.
Yes.
Have we voted on the proposed amendment?
I see the majority of the members want the bill as it is. And it means they are not talking to your amendments, neither Mthini's amendments. So I think that will be a matter of the debate in the House on those amendments, because having listened to majority of the members, they say they support the bill as it is. I think that's why I was calling them one by one to talk to the issues in. So that being the case, I'm compelled to move for the support, and you'll register whatever you want to register and take the debate to the House. Any mover for the adoption?
Sorry, Chair. Before you move. No, I wanted to say that, I mean, all these inputs that we put, nothing would be considered at all.
But we gave to members. Members were talking to all the inputs. They are saying what has been presented here, they support it as it is in their majority. So I'm not in a position to say they must consider inputs when they are interacting with the inputs in front of all of us. So if they are not interacting with those inputs, it means those inputs will be taken up in a form of a debate in the House, or they are falling away. Because the input can't be one input. It must be supported by majority.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Modise moves for the adoption of the bill.
Is a mover any second?
Chairperson.
The adoption.
Janji moves for the seconds, the adoption. The bill as it is presented is adopted by the committee. It is therefore going to go to be debated in the House.
Chairperson?
Yes. Next, Honorable Ross.
Chairperson, please note the objection of the Democratic Alliance.
It's noted.
Chairperson? Please register.
What must be registered?
Please register my
I can't hear you, Honorable Chuck.
Please register my chin as well.
Okay. The Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, having considered Electoral Laws Amendment Bill B22B 2020 and proposed amendment of the National Council of Provinces, referred to the committee reports with amendments. The report is considered and approved by the committee, so it will be 80 seats for the National Assembly. Agreed.
Yeah, Chairperson, yes. We need a mover and then a seconder for the report too.
Any mover?
The report
moves.
Chairperson,
Mr. Janji moves. And the chair of the IEC. We're done with the work. It will be taken to the National Assembly. Thank you very much for attending, all members. We thank God it's a Friday.
Thank you.
Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, colleagues.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Now you can go to the doctor, Chair.
You can, Chair, you can actually go back to sleep now. It's okay.
Same thing.